Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
and chew on bark and, and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
I mean, I think the laughter was a little much, but that coming from one of the hosts on a station in Arkansas who referred to Terry Bradshaw as Mr. Bradshaw, that's too much respect. His name is Terry. Call him Terry. Mr. Bradshaw.
Depends on if they're younger than him.
Yeah, and that's a Southern thing.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, those Southern people, though.
It's Mr.
They'll be nice to your face. Oh, bless your heart. Then behind your back, bang, they'll stab you right in the back.
There is one thing, though, I did take from the Southern part of the country. Not too many things, but when you, let's say, your daughter and Doran. In the South, it's Mr. Doran instead of Mr. Dickerson. Somebody that's real close to you, but you kind of still give respect, you give them Mr.
I
and
like
the first
that.
Name. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been teaching my kids. Like, all right, well, our close friends, Mr. Kevin, Mr. Dave, mm-hmm. that gives you respect, but it's not super formal where everybody feels uncomfortable.
We were Mr. and Mrs. back in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
For everybody, yeah.
Everybody's dad, you're like, hey, Mr. Ori. Mr.
It was Will. Always big when you grew up enough to the point where you can call them by their first names, mm-hmm. and it felt weird, but you also felt cool. It does still feel weird, doesn't it?
Did that kind of coincide with when you started having beers with them?
Right.
Yeah, it did. That's a cool moment in growing up, too, is when you start having beers with the people your parents are having beers with back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Life comes full circle.
No doubt.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So, obviously, Mr. Bradshaw, not a fan of Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Is this making the Steelers look bad, Doug? Because OTAs, day one yesterday, mm-hmm. we kind of thought that might be a line in the sand, and still, Rodgers is off chewing bark or something.
I think it's basically making everybody understand that when you are in a desperate situation to find a quarterback, you will sell yourself to Aaron Rodgers and make it all about Aaron Rodgers and wait for him as long as possible. And it's just the point that they have put themselves in this situation. And I think that's what Steeler Nation is really starting to get fed up with. Because now it's not about, and I've said this before, it's not about the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's about Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's what I think Terry Bradshaw's referring to, even Cam Hayward, to the point where it's like, hey, either you want to be a Steeler or you don't. It's not, well, I got to decide. The Steelers are such an iconic franchise. there should not be a debate. Now, if you're debating retiring or playing the Steelers, then you might as well go ahead and retire, because the draw of the Steelers in the past and what most people think, and especially in this country, in this city, what people believe and feel to their dying soul, that it's an honor to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. You shouldn't have to debate about it. And for him to say, let me think about it, that lets you know where the Steelers brass is when they start thinking about where are we at quarterback.
Yeah, they're telling us that we'll do whatever it takes to get Aaron Rodgers because we need him. Yeah. our quarterback situation isn't good enough.
It is that bad. Now, and then also think about what it will be is, even if Aaron, and this is my conspiracy theory, Aaron waits until camp and they have a half decent year. Ooh, look at what Aaron Rodgers did for the Steelers. And ooh, look what Mike Tomlin, the famed coach, never had a losing season. And Aaron Rodgers didn't even come in until camp. And look at how good of a coach he is. So again, those two master manipulators of the media, this falls right into their modus operandi.
And then Ben Roethlisberger, you played that clip earlier. Ben Roethlisberger thinks what of Aaron Rodgers? That he can
win 11 games. Meanwhile, he thinks Mason Rudolph would win 6. So you've got Ben, who is clearly a fan of Rodgers, or just not that big a fan of Rudolph, or both. And then you've got Terry, who's saying, go kick rocks, go chew clay, or whatever it is. Whose opinion do we value more, Doug?
I think you got to go with Ben, just because of the recency and playing in this type of NFL, different NFL when Terry, and mad respect for what he did and what he accomplished. It's just a different animal now. The whole football NFL universe is just different from when he was playing to now, and you just got to evolve.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And Bradshaw gives off, I was going to say, I mean no disrespect. Maybe I'll throw a bless your heart in there, because people are texting in saying, when people say bless your heart in the South, it means they're calling you an idiot. It's not a compliment. Mm-hmm. Bless your heart, Mr. Bradshaw. You sound kind of like the drunk uncle. Yeah. I listened painfully through that 15-minute interview. No offense to the radio hosts down in beautiful Arkansas. And Bradshaw has no idea what the hell's going on with the Steelers. He said Kenny Pickett was drafted 28th overall. He was saying stuff about the team that just had no basis in reality. And look, you can respect Bradshaw and you can thank him for the 4 Super Bowl championships, but if I were valuing one quarterback's opinion over the other, I'm taking Ben 100 times out of 100 right now.
Yeah, Terry has no connection to the Steelers, as we know, and obviously there's been that relationship has been fractured, not showing up to the funerals of Dan Rooney and Art. So I don't think he has any inside info connection. Probably doesn't even watch the Steelers whenever they're on.
And think about it. Who's going to call in and call him out in Arkansas? Like, wait a minute.
True.
That's wrong. It was
not with that crew.
No, exactly.
They were slobbing all over that guy.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants, and everybody be like, oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. He's right. It's Terry. He should know. They know he's not. They don't know that he has not been associated with this team in 20 years.
Now, flipping it over to the other quarterback, and really the starter right now, QB1 on this roster, Mason Rudolph. A lot of people have said that Rudolph is a perfect fit for this offense because he's a little bit more mobile. He does look slender. It's not just the facial hair change, but he does look like he's slimmed down. He looks in the video that I've seen like he's moving well. Do you think he'd be a good fit in Arthur Smith's offense?
I look at it this way. If they thought he was going to be a great fit, as they say, your worth is what someone's going to pay you. Where does he stack up price-wise? And quarterback.
He makes like zero money. Mm-hmm. $4 million a season. And they could have had him back last year.
Right. Exactly. So the writing's on the wall. They're telling you without, I mean, we're all trying to, I think when you, that question alone, and people are saying, let's do this, you're convincing yourself that Mason Rudolph can take you and do what he got to do. Yeah. Because if they felt that way, like you said, they would not have let him walk out the door and they wouldn't be paying him $4 million. They'd be paying him 10 to 12 to say, hey, this is a guy, Mitch Trubisky money. He didn't even get Mitch Trubisky money.
Right.
A guy that you think, all right, he's got a chance and we think he's going to be able to be a serviceable starter or start win type quarterback. We're going to give you $10 million a year. They're not giving that. They're telling you what you think of, they think about him. So we can talk about all we want and wish and hope. Wishing on a star. Remember, that's a song. But they're letting you know what they think.
I mean, they chose to pay and bring in Mitch Trubisky over Mason whenever they weren't paying him.
And they drafted Kenny.
And then they drafted Kenny.
They put two guys ahead of him on the roster.
And then now, miraculously, because he had a horrible year in Tennessee, that they think that he's the guy. It makes zero sense.
And we ain't trying to kill Rudolph the guy.
I hope he does well.
I'm just reading read the tea leaves.
Exactly. Just put him in the place that he belongs.
Right.
Which is... he's one of the 64 best quarterbacks in the NFL, probably closer to 40 as one of the better backups, but he's not even being paid as one of the better backups in the NFL.
And basically what they're saying is, and the way I look at it is, it's going to be a dogfight every single game for them to be competitive, just because everybody's got to be perfect, because you don't have that quarterback that has that dynamic trait that can – for one game, one quarter, one drive, put the team on his back and take him to victory. He's not that guy. Now, he can be a serviceable piece of the offense, but he can't be the centerpiece of the offense.
Yeah, he could play a good three consecutive games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like Charlie Batch,
yes,
which is a good thing. And I didn't think he would get to that place in his career after Myles Garrett and Earl Thomas and all that stuff. People are absolutely demolishing me on the text line for saying I would not call Bradshaw, Mr. Bradshaw.
You're saying you wouldn't?
I would not.
Why? What would you say, Terry?
Terry.
Yeah.
But now, would you say Terry or Terry Bradshaw?
I'd say Terry.
Nah, I'd have to say Terry Bradshaw. You got to have some type of respect for the guy.
See, I feel like...
if you were walking up to him, what would you say? You wouldn't say Terry Bradshaw. If you were saying, hey...
You know what?
Oh, that's a good question.
If it were out in public, I would go with Mr. Bradshaw. But if I was doing a radio interview with him and I said Mr. Bradshaw, I feel like you guys would kill me for kissing his ass.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
Yep.
I don't call Dave Wonstadt coach when we have him on.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. Call him Dave.
I can't call a coach that I've had before by their name.
Now that makes sense.
Never.
That makes all the sense in the world.
I call him Wani.
Wani. Yeah.
And I'm not there with Dave.
I don't even call Narduzzi Pat or Narduzzi. I call him Coach.
See, that makes sense to me too.
He wasn't even my coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not call Narduzzi Coach. I would call him Deuce.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we'll see where it lands. What up, Deuce?
Coach is it's till they die. Yep. Even after they die.
Yep. Never.
Coach.
Never.
It's Coach. Yep.
Here's a text. Talk and bleep about Terry Bradshaw's blasphemy. I don't know. He's such a weird one for me because he didn't attend Dan Rooney's funeral. He didn't go to Chuck Knoll's funeral.
Sorry, I said Art before. I meant Chuck.
Oh, you tried to kill Art is what you
mean. Well, the dad. Like the old.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
No, you said Dan Rooney's
funeral. The chief.
I said Dan, yeah. And then I said Art.
Oh, okay. After.
Sorry. Texter, you call him Mr. Bradshaw until he tells you to stop it. That might not be bad either. All right, rabbit hole. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I have a story from yesterday I didn't tell you, and I'll tell Doug when we come back. But then we got to get into TJ Watt and how this all looks from here until the end of...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Off-season. We've been talking about fast food for the last 5 minutes, and I'm drooling over here. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Again, the text line blowing up saying I've been disrespectful to Bradshaw. Let's just call it what it is. If Terry Bradshaw walked through the door right now and said, I'm going to sit down with you guys for an hour-long interview, I would walk up to him, I would shake his hand and say, Mr. Bradshaw, it's such a pleasure to have you in our studio. You know I'd be a chicken, you know what.
Yeah, I mean, he's older, too.
That's the thing.
I think if he was like the same age, you probably wouldn't. Like, if it was Ben, you wouldn't say Mr. Roethlisberger.
No, I wouldn't. No. Mr. Ben.
Yeah, Mr. Ben. Like you, now, Terry's Mr. Big. 70-some years old.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, do you go Big Ben or you just go Ben?
Ben Roethlisberger once bought me a drink at Sharky's in Latrobe, and then I saw him sign a woman's breast outside when I was smoking a cigarette. So Ben and I have a personal relationship.
So
is it Ben or Big Ben?
You got to answer the question.
Ben. He can't possibly like me. I'm not quite Mulsey, but I have not held in some Ben Roethlisberger thoughts over the years. That's our job.
Yeah.
Say how we feel. All right, we'll get to TJ Watt in a second. What percent chance would you say that Mason Rudolph has of becoming a Geno Smith or a Sam Darnold? I know we addressed it a little bit in the last segment, but like, do you give him a legitimate chance to be that guy?
I would say if they would have kept George Pickens, it would probably be 40%. Now you're at 25 to 30% just because you don't have that star power around him to help bail him out. Mm-hmm. And he could just throw up the ball and DK or George is going to come down with it and then take it to the house. That's the type of thing that a guy like Mason Rudolph needs around him. He needs a lot of help to elevate his game. He's not a guy that's going to elevate others' games. He needs people to elevate his game. So without Pickens, I think it's probably around 25, max 30%.
I agree. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, all those guys that have revitalized their career, whether it was Sam Darnold, it was Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, if you look around them, they had dogs. They had weapons around them to really hide their issues if they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason just doesn't have that here. Now, I mean, how decent can he be? I think he could be decent because I think that Arthur Smith will placate to his best abilities, which is throwing the football down the field.
Play action,
yes. Things of that nature. But, you know, how much of that do you really rely on? Like, there's only so many quarterbacks that you can be like, okay, like, you go win us a game.
Right. No doubt.
Aaron Rodgers is that guy. Still, I think that you could say, go win us a game.
I think Aaron Rodgers, the consistency element at this age is something that's going to worry you. There will be games, if he is a Pittsburgh Steeler, where he will look the part.
No doubt.
We saw it Ben's final season, fourth quarters at times, he looked like the old Ben.
Yep.
That when they started 11-0, at times, looked like the old Ben. But he couldn't do it consistently.
And if you looked at Aaron Rodgers last year, even at the Jets, I remember there was like a Monday night or Sunday night game where everybody was, to use one of your terms, waxing poetically about, oh, he's back. Look at this. I mean, he had a flawless game But again, like you said, at this age, the consistency is where he's going to run into issues.
What's that country song? I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Uh-huh. Yep. There you go.
Oh, I nailed that. I was really nervous as that was coming out. I can't tell you who sang it, though.
Nope. Nope. No idea.
Callis, you know who sung that song? Sang that song?
Which one?
Thanks for paying attention.
Is it a country song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it? I wanted to talk. I was here by the glass. I wanted to participate, and then you just didn't acknowledge me. So then I went away, and now you're mad that I'm not knowing a song that you don't know? What?
It's actually a fair point. I didn't know the song, so why am I disappointed that he doesn't know? What did you have to add on the football conversation?
I forget. Oh, not for the football. Earlier, you were talking about names and addressing people, so I wanted to say I used to call Starkey Mr. Starkey, and then I got here, and I kept calling him Mr. Starkey, and he said, call me Joe. Stop it.
You did that with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You were a big yes, sir, no, sir, Mr. Crowley guy, which I thought was endearing, but also slightly odd.
And then before you folded on yourself, I wanted to mention that you definitely would not call Terry Bradshaw Terry. I've known you long enough to know that that wouldn't happen, but then you folded on yourself.
Well, this brings me to the story I wanted to tell you guys.
Okay.
So yesterday I go to Target Pickup, get some stuff, get some diapers. I travel from Target Pickup, one lane, all the way back, getting closer to my house. Some guy pulls up, older guy, pulls up next to me, laying on his horn, gyrating, waving his hands. So I go, what did I do? I roll the window down. I say, oh, did I cut you off or something? He goes, you wish you were. He had it planned out what he was going to say. Like, did I cut you off or something? You wish you were. Like, what? And I don't mess with people in traffic.
No, people are crazy anymore.
Yeah. No. So I was going to roll it down and apologize for something I may or may not have done, and I might have cut him off. I have no idea. I'm not doubting that I could have been a bad driver or not paying attention or whatever. I was shaking because then he pulls up to the red light. I'm like, all right, what do I
now,
do?
Yeah.
Pull up to the
next
red light
here.
He's
tapping on the window with his Glock like, yeah.
Exactly
Wish
right.
Wish some of this.
All right, how old was this guy?
Probably 60s.
Okay.
Oh, my. Did I ever tell you the story when I was in Baltimore? I accidentally cut this guy off because I didn't know where I was. But then we got to the red light, and he's just staring at me. So I stared back.
Oh, Harry, no.
With my mom in the car, I just stared back. He rolled down his window. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? And I was like, okay, well, this is going to escalate, isn't it? No. Not good.
Never stare back. It's like it's like a dog. Don't make eye contact.
No. Here's what I do. And especially if it's not my fault and it's their fault and they still get mad, I'll blow them a kiss.
Yep. That probably makes him so mad.
I just do.
In my younger days, I would have done something similar to that. Yeah. I got kids now. I'm worried. I can't be doing that.
Yeah, but that's not aggressive. You're blowing them a kiss. Like, what are you getting mad at me
That'll
for?
That'll probably make him more mad.
Yes.
That would make me more mad.
All you need, if you get pulled up next to someone at a red light, just look at him.
Yeah, well, I grab my Michael Myers mask and put it on.
Oh, my God.
Keep it in the back seat just in case.
I would. Wait, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I would, without question, go in my pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, we got 800 texts here, by the way. Toby Keith. And yep. R.I.P.
R.I.P., yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
All right. T.J. Watt, not at OTAs. We all know why. We'll get into how that's all going to turn out with Doug Whaley coming up.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next. Oh, the wonder. No, we can't. Off-air conversations that can't come onto the air. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Saw ESPN did a write-up on TJ Watt. Well, this is weird. TJ didn't have a great end of the season last year. They don't know what they're doing at quarterback. You'd think TJ would be signed by now. I'm intrigued. I don't know. Isn't this the most obvious thing in the world? What's going to happen, Doug? Like, isn't it going to be TJ doesn't show up to this? Maybe he shows up at minicamp and just stands there because he has to be there. And he doesn't want to get fined. And then he'll be there at training camp and he'll sign a deal.
Copy and paste from last year. I mean, last time he signed. I mean, it's going to get done.
Maybe a couple extra bucks on top.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're going to keep him, pay him, get it over with. But it's the way the Steelers operate. It's either going to be right before the first game or right a week or two in training camp. And it's going to happen. So just wait. That's
all. Don't you think that they kind of messed up here by not getting out ahead of it before Myles Garrett and Max Crosby got signed?
No doubt.
Now they're going to pay more.
Pay more. And it's their deliberate action in the end cost them probably maybe in total maybe 15, 20 more million. Now if they wanted to be proactive – and that's the thing that I could see some people in Steeler Nation saying, why do they have to be so deliberate with everything they are going to do? You know you're going to get it done. So might as well just get out ahead of it, get it done, save yourself some bucks, and have people talking about it. And that could have been a positive news that you could rely on or talk about while you're still waiting for Aaron Rodgers. So to balance it out. Mm. Things like that. When you look at just the total just nuance of being the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they're going through, have some positives to balance out what people are saying is a negative.
We're seeing a lot of modern stuff from them. Like, I think their comp pick game has been pretty nuanced, and they're absolutely paying attention to that. We saw them with Kevin Colbert. They traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. But the whole hang-up with Le'Veon Bell was the guaranteed money. Now they've started giving more guaranteed money. But they do drag their feet on these things. And I can't think of what the positive is on that. What do they think? Why do they do it this way?
Structure have just been in place.
Just the way it's always been
the
done.
Way it's always been.
I don't know why they thought it was ever the right course of business. Like, Troy Polamalu was signing, getting on the plane before game one of a season.
And then and obviously everybody knows the Eagles are gold standard. But even before that, they were the first teams to start signing rookies that they know were going to be on their team after 3 years, the first time you can sign them. And you can, guess what? You get them at a discount right then. That's the type of thing that, all right, if you identify a guy, boom, sign him. Why not? Save yourself some money, gives that player security, and then it permeates through the locker room. Hey, you play good, you're going to get paid, and they're going to take care of you sooner than later.
Proactive, not reactive.
Could it be a control thing? Like, hey, like at the end of the day, we have the final say. Like, we say whenever you're going to sign. No, not. We're not going to. We're always in control. if that makes sense. Like, we're not going to go out of our control because you want to get signed. Like, we don't care if we have to pay extra money. We're going to say, this is the time that you sign if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler. And you have to fall in line.
But is that a smart business
move? No, but, I mean, that has worked because they've been the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
At a time where they were winning. And people wanted to come here. And people wanted to win championships. I don't know if it's a smart business model now.
Right. Because you got Aaron Rodgers saying,
yeah, I'm just going to wait.
I'm going to wait. You want to wait? I'm going to wait longer.
Yeah.
What I would say to that, too, is don't come out, Art the Second, in your press conference at the end of the year and fall head over heels saying T.J. Watt's a one-helmet guy. We'll do everything in our power to keep him around here. Like, that ain't a great way of doing business either.
Yeah.
Like, T.J., that's you are ours forever. Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I'm right there with Myles Garrett.
And trust me, I've been on that other end where Rex Ryan has said something about a player. Soon as that press conference is over, agent, yeah. Well, Rex just said he's starting day one. Well, guess what? That means you guys are going to pay him more, right? I'm like, oh, come on, coach. Mm-hmm. So that's, hey, Art says that. TJ's people are like, yeah, well, he's a one-helmet guy. Prove it.
Right?
Prove it.
Back up that Brinks truck. Do you think it's antiquated still that the Steelers won't negotiate in season? Because I can see some of the merits of not wanting to be a distraction during the regular season.
No, I still subscribe to that theory just because even though every player has an agent and the agent takes care of that business, he's still going to be communicating that player. And it's inevitable in negotiations, somebody's feelings are going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want some player to get insulted by a starting point of a negotiation, because in negotiation, you start low, they start high, and you come in the middle. And if you start low and the agent's like, can you believe they just, then he gets all in his feelings and then he's not focusing on the game. So long and short, I still subscribe to that one.
TJ Watt injured and banged up last six games of the season, so we didn't see the same production from him. When he's healthy, I think he's as good as he's ever been. But the health concerns are what worries me the most. And his brother, 28 on, wasn't the same guy, and they play different positions, and they're different human beings, but last 2 years with TJ, missed the playoff game, and then last year banged up big time down the stretch. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Sorry there, Doug.
No, I was just saying, and Doran, you can probably attest to this more. The way he not only plays, but I'm sure trains, really accelerates that deterioration of the body. And it's no fault of his. It's just physical makeup.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always putting that much stress on your body to play that level and to maintain that strength and endurance and everything, the older you get, it's just Father Time catches up with everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, and then you have somebody like Cam Hayward. Like, everybody is built different. Then you have somebody like Aaron Donald was like, okay, like, I could play probably about six more years. I won a Super Bowl. I have $100 million. Yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm going to walk out and actually walk out of this game. Like,
that, yes.
I'm going to walk out of this
very
game.
Very rarely happens.
And he probably knew, like, okay, like, my body from here on out is probably going to go downhill, and my production is, and I'm at the highest of my high. Like, let me go out on top.
I made my money. I won a Super Bowl. Yep. What else is there?
And I'd rather have somebody remember me at the highest peak instead of going out limping.
Yep.
This is an aside. I told Doran this yesterday. I'm a loser, Doug. You knew that already. I've been watching old backyard brawls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Aaron Donald in college. I mean, Aaron Donald in general. Yeah. What a freak of human nature. I mean, he's the Hulk.
He's the pure example of earn it and work hard. Like, that's he was a two-star coming out of high school. He had, like, two offers. One was Pitt. One was, like, Kent State. Yep. I mean, he's the prime. He's undersized.
Yeah.
Prime example of work hard and earn it.
Yeah.
Like, dedication every single day
to
of his
craft.
Life.
Absolutely.
He was blowing stuff up. He had like 40 tackles for loss in his career, 25 his final season. What a player.
But also, he comes to the Steelers, not the same guy.
No, system.
He's a system guy.
Yeah.
So that's why when people are like, well, Steelers should not have taken Aaron Donald. They don't play a system that is conducive to put him in a position to be as successful as he was.
Counterpoint, just draft him and then change your system. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing what we know now, he'd draft that guy number one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
coming up next.
I'd change my system.
I'm going to change my system for that guy.
I would probably change my system.
But
after a couple years.
As a free agent?
As a free agent,
yes.
I'm changing
drafting
my system.
Drafting him
I didn't know.
Quick, as an undersized and all that, there was still some questions. You had to throw some cojones out to do it, but change your system as a free agent? Yeah, absolutely.
He's the classic Tomlin would say about him. He's not small, he's short, which is what he was saying about James Harrison, who I saw is going to be in the softball game.
He is.
Uh-oh.
He is.
Man.
I know.
I'm just going to stay in the dugout. Think that guy might hit the ball hard?
I'm going to plant something in his ear that you were talking about.
I've said nothing but great things about James Harrison.
Just going to tell him.
Now, Tim Benz on the other hand.
I'm say you're Tim Benz.
Oh, you see Benzie over there?
that's the guy from the locker room.
All right, I shouldn't have done this, but now I feel like I need to tell the story. So when James Harrison had killed Muhammad Massaquoi,
mm-hmm.
and the fines were coming all the time from Roger Goodell, Tim Benz, he didn't say something, but his partner on the old morning show said something about James Harrison. So James thought that it was Tim, came to him through the grapevine. So Harrison walks in. Who the bleep is Tim Benz? And he comes up to my nipples, for God's sakes. Who the bleep is Tim Benz? To Tim's credit, he said, hey, it's me. And right as Harrison's about to lay into him, someone points out that he had a fine from Roger Goodell, and he starts MFing Roger Goodell, and Tim's like, oh, I'm getting the hell out of here. I am
found my escape route. Let's get out of here.
That's right. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Texter writes in, I bet you would call James Harrison Mr. Harrison. Yes, that is
yep.
right. 100%.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't sign up to do an interview with that guy.
You wouldn't call him Silverback?
No. No. How many Adam Crowleys would it take to take down James Harrison? A lot.
Infinity and beyond.
Yeah, I don't think there's a number you can get to.
Yeah, he's Mr. Harrison. Is there any other misters on Steelers defenses that in the past?
Doran,
Lloyd.
Have you ever seen me come in contact with a person that couldn't beat me up?
Yeah, Bechtel.
Good point by you. That'd be a knockdown drag out.
All right.
It'd be Mr.
Tim,
Lloyd.
What about you and Tim Benz?
No, Tim's in good shape.
Mm.
Tim has abs.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's doing more burpees than you in
yeah,
his
I
basement?
Think, I think he's actually a vampire, and he hangs from his ceiling, and he's doing a bunch of, what do you call those, crunches? Upside down crunches? Yeah.
Tim's Batman.
We were talking about the hardest hitters in the NFL over the time that you were playing, Doran, and even going back to college, and you were talking about, you said Kendrell Bell.
Kendrell Bell. I'm telling you, when it was not seven shots at the time, but it was Cowher, and we did goal line. It was live goal line, and Kendrell was a rookie, and he's the only person I've seen, or anybody's seen, stand up Jerome Bettis in the hole and put him backwards, move him backwards.
Urlacher couldn't do it.
No. And that's when everybody, I'm talking about a silence came over that practice field that you could hear a mouse fart. And then I just saw Cowher just smile, and he brought over the linebacker coach and whispered in the ear and basically said, we got something.
We got a guy.
His rookie year was one of the best you'd ever see.
And that's where just physically he couldn't hold up just because he played so violently. And that was back in the day when you could play violently.
That's what happened to Troy so often, and he would go low with his head too,
mm-hmm.
and so he'd get dinged up all the time because they're just so violent.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask a Roman Wilson question, and it is this. Is there anything he could do, if you're Omar Khan, if you're Mike Tomlin, anything he could do in OTA's minicamp that would make you not go after a number two receiver?
No, just because why not have more? And if he does, then that's great, and then you can have – and whoever this number two wide receiver is – if they move into a number three, then guess what? You have depth. You got three. You need three anyway in this. You need four in today's NFL. You need four contributing wide receivers, a top two, and then a third slot that's going to be basically a starter, and a fourth that, if you have injuries, can come in and produce. So you need four. So go get them.
If Calvin Austin's your four, I think you're in a pretty good spot, actually. Doran, who was the guy that you said was the hardest hitter?
Clint Session from Pitt. That I've went against of all time. Clint Session. Lawrence Timmons, he brought it. Lawrence Timmons brought it.
That dude was massive.
Yeah, he was a little off.
Yeah.
He would always throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He gets so worked up before games, sometimes during games, he would hurl.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a quick sec. He was in the airport when my mom came in. My mom went up to him and was like, hey, you're Lawrence Timmons. My son works for the Steelers. He carried her bags from plane to baggage claim, picked up those bags from baggage claim, and took it to the car for.
He's one of the best dudes.
One of
the nicest,
unbelievable guy.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Most
respectful. That's wonderful to hear.
Yes. Uh-huh. Awesome guy.
Vince Williams would also destroy you.
Yep.
And then he'd say, if he saw you, he'd paint you in the streets or whatever. Who was he talking to? Was that perfect?
Oh my gosh, we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
No.
What are you guys doing?
I'm pulling at the thread, you know?
The thread. Get out of here. Come on.
Clint Sessions, Kendrell Bell. All right. Doran, this is a great show. Doug, thank you.
This one flew.
This was a blast today. All right. We'll talk to Inns tomorrow at 5:40. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 68, low 51, 55% chance of rain. Goodbye.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.